Oh, the traffic outside is frightful.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. A transit strike in any city is a major hassle. In New York, it's a downright disaster. This morning, the Transport Workers Union rejected a last-minute offer from the city and walked off the job. That means no subways, no buses for 7 million people. The strike is actually illegal, and the state's trying to stop it. But in the meantime, this thing's going to cost a bundle. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
During the first strike threat last week and again last night, employers shelled out thousands of dollars on hotel rooms for essential staff. Companies lined up private vans and buses to transport employees. Economist Terrence Martell at Baruch College says it adds up.
There'll be a lot of costs incurred by businesses, regardless of whether the strike settles or not.
Still, many companies have an option they didn't have during the last strike 25 years ago, says New York City economist Howard Chernick. Employees can telecommute.
They're probably not working as hard, but it's not a complete loss.
Businesses like those private van companies could profit from a strike, and holiday shoppers who can't make it into Manhattan might spend more money in other boroughs. The city says even so, a week-long strike could cost more than $1.5 billion in lost sales, wages, and productivity. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
A group of folks who work for Boeing are suing the company. Yes, you've heard this before, but this time it's age discrimination. The 75 plaintiffs in Kansas and Oklahoma say the plane maker and some of its buyers gave their jobs to younger workers. Earlier this year, a group of black Boeing employees filed a racial discrimination suit. Before you get on any airplanes this holiday, here's something you might want to know. The government says more airlines are outsourcing their maintenance to foreign companies. Stacey Vanek-Smith reports.
U.S. carriers now rely on contractors in South America and other places to perform about half of their aircraft maintenance. That's everything from cleaning to wing and engine inspections.
It is all about money.
Industry expert Richard Gritta says outsourcing can save serious cash, and the Federal Aviation Administration has okayed the use of lightly regulated repair sites. Still, he says the trend is cause for concern.
The FAA checks, and I know that they visit the foreign facilities, but it's a lot more difficult to maintain quality when you're dealing with a foreign country and laws which are very different from the U.S.
In 2003, an Air Midwest plane crashed in North Carolina. The accident was partly blamed on errors made at an outside repair facility. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
You've probably heard about Wake Up Walmart. It's a group of activists who don't like the company very much. Well, how about this? A fan club called Working Families for Walmart. The new group says Walmart saves families thousands of dollars a year by keeping costs low. The company likes that message. It's giving the grassroots organization some money. Among its members, clergy, Latino activists, and singer Pat Boone. Wall Street was singing Ain't That a Shame Monday. The Dow lost 39 points to 10,836. The S&P 500 index dropped 7 to 1259. NASDAQ fell 29 points to 2222. Oil's been falling, but it's up a bit today to $57.50 a barrel. This is Marketplace. I think I might have told you yesterday about a new way to get your internet through the electric company. Got some more details on it now. Here's Alex Cohen.
Broadband over power lines, or BPL, is good for consumers because it doesn't require new cables, and it can provide high-speed internet access in rural areas that other service providers often ignore. Current Communications will offer BPL to more than 2 million customers of the TXU Electric Delivery Company in Texas. Scott Bruce is with Liberty Associated Partners, the controlling shareholder in Current Communications. He says the BPL technology will help monitor the power grid.
The only way to know how a piece of equipment is performing is dispatching a crew to go look at it. With this kind of network, that can all be done remotely.
Bruce says they haven't figured out how much the service will cost yet, but it will be comparable to other internet service plans. I'm Alex Cohen for Marketplace.
Which is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by The Economist, the weekly publication of international news with commentary and analysis on world politics, business and finance, technology and the arts, on newsstands and at economist.com. And by Network Solutions, helping individuals and businesses of all sizes grow on the web with hosting, design, domains, and online marketing solutions. NetworkSolutions.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. One way Christians in this country celebrate the birth of Christ is to buy gifts for each other. Retailers sure do appreciate it. You might think the place where Jesus was born would rake in some profits this time of year, too. But in the Holy Land, Christmas isn't always the season of financial joy. Hillary Krieger reports from Bethlehem.
Manger Square souvenir stores are stocking Santa dolls. The Church of the Nativity is decked with shiny red balls. But just as on the night before Christmas, nobody's stirring. Bethlehem witnessed some of the darkest moments of the Intifada that broke out 5 years ago. Since then, tourists and their money have stayed away. There's less violence this year, but there's still plenty of room at the inns. Basil Aboaita runs the Paradise Hotel.
The occupancy is still very low. It cannot cover the expenses.
Reservations for the peak Christmas season will fill only a third of his 120-room hotel. Aboaita says the concrete wall Israel just built to block suicide bombers from entering nearby Jerusalem isn't helping tourism.
I don't think that any tourist want to wait till they'll check you and check your luggages like the international borders.
In the year since Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat died, the unrest that kept tourists away has quieted down. Mariam Aziza, head of Bethlehem's tourist office, says 70% of Bethlehem's jobs are in tourism.
Nowadays you see the depression on their face, but we hope God will make a miracle for us, for both sides anyhow, I'll say.
Some business owners are reopening their shops and businesses. Elias Aletvash, a Bethlehem tour operator, also says the lull in violence is reviving tourism. His bookings have doubled since last year. But as he talks, his car radio relays news of another suicide bombing in Israel.
Everybody who wants to come to visit the Holy Land, he wants, first of all, to think that he's going to visit and he wants to come back safe. So when these things happened, most of the people will not come.
But even if occasional violence undermines notions of peace on earth, some Christmas traditions endure. This is the workshop of craftsman Joseph Shahine.
Joseph the carpenter, you can say.
He hand-carves nativity scenes from local olive trees. 5 winters ago, he would sell 5 creches each day. Now he's lucky to sell that many in a month. He says the story of Jesus' birth that he sculpts every day helps him get by.
He's born without money. He's born poor, without clothes. And this is given to us a power to stay in here.
As do visions of Christmas's future. In Bethlehem, I'm Hillary Krieger for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
Sometimes it's best.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.